Hello, everybody. This is Packard Sonic. Before we get started with this episode, I misnumbered it in my head for some reason. This is actually episode 458, not 448. So I'm actually about 10 episodes behind in my brain for some reason, but this is episode 458. Hello, everybody. This is Packard Poked at the staff meeting. This is episode 448, I believe. Yes. And again, I apologize, no episode 446. The audio quality was just total garbage, and I you guys deserve better than to listen to us ramble on when you can't even hear what the fuck we're talking about. Hello, everybody. This is Packard Sonic again. I just had to interrupt again. The episode I was referring to is actually episode 456. That was the one that had the bad audio quality because of the way Google Hangouts works. So. Alrighty, and again, one of the things I didn't get a chance to mention the last episode is, well, I mentioned it in 46, but I didn't get a chance to mention it there. I mentioned it there, but I didn't get to mention the last one. The person who donated the amount of money to the show to keep me on in my house, thank you very much. I appreciate it. You did me a major solid. You don't even realize how much you helped me. Okay. We got to figure out we got a long show this Friday. So let's see if we can find some news stories. I had some set up here before, but because of the way my computer runs, it runs like total garbage if I don't shut everything down. Let me pull up the ones I had. Here, it'll take me a moment. We've got to come up with a hot news, a tech story, a Poke and Religion and Onion, and we got a Pope on a Rope this week.
Well, I had a religious story.
Okay, what you got?
Well, this one kind of sort of involves me because. Some of you know I'm I think 31% of my ancestry comes from Ireland. Mm-hmm. This involves Stephen Fry, the whole blasphemy thing where he was investigated.
Yes. Yeah. I heard about that. They decided to drop the charges on this. So
yes. But here's the reason why they dropped the charges. They dropped the charges because not enough people were offended.
What? That's just, yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. That's just.
I kid you not. It's right there in the article.
Wow. All right. It's redirecting me now. You have to excuse me for a moment. So while I pull up the crap that I had posted so I can find it again. But come on. Let's see here. Fun. It's still loading. I apologize. I got to go to a different computer to load this up because it's just this computer that I'm looking at is incredibly slow.
I hate slow computers.
Oh, tell me about it. They just can't keep up with the way the internet works today. Either that or the free thinker is down. Oh, no, there it is. There we go. Wow. Detective decided there was not enough people who felt offended by his remarks. Wow, Jesus Christ. Police launched the investigation of the presenter, author, and comedian after he described God as capricious, mean-minded, and stupid, and utter maniac during an appearance on Irish television show The Meaning of Life in February 2015. Gardaí, Irish police were unable to find a substantial number of people, a number of outraged people. How many outraged people would you need? Fry's comments were widely reported, but did not become a real legal matter until a man complained last year, prompting a police inquiry. Okay, it was in 2015, and you only started to get pissed off about it 2 years later or a year later, I'd say you have a pretty much closed case at that point. You're either pissed off then or you can just go fuck yourself. It said the police said the man was simply a witness and not an injured party. For this reason, his investigation has been concluded. Eh. Stupid fucks.
Yeah, a lot of people think that Ireland is this secular country, and if you read further, it's kind of not.
Oh, I know it's not. It's fucking not.
Yeah, exactly. The Catholic religion still has pretty big influence in Ireland.
Yes, yes.
Oh, it's very big out there.
Yes. I had a story not far from that, actually. Tom, do you want to try to find a tech story while we're... Well, I'm trying to pull up another story here. My computer is like really fucking slow as hell, and I'm trying to get it to cooperate here. Oh, now it shows up on the other computer. Thanks, fucking piece of shit.
They work where they want to.
Yeah, they do. Well, I'm working with a Windows machine here, and I'm working on a Mac, and the Windows machine is the one that is being a pain in the ass at the moment. Ah, here we go. This is a good one for a hot story if I get the goddamn computer to. Come on. Oh, you. Yeah, sure. Just scroll right past it. It never fails. I'm sitting here trying to scroll. And as soon as I get to the article I want, whoop, right by it. Like, it's like, oh, did you want that? I'm sorry. You can't have that.
Yeah, mine's been doing that too.
The problem with mine is it's just too old, and I'd like to get a new computer, but first I need to, you know, live.
Yeah.
That's a little bit more important than, you know, and paying off my car is a little bit more important here. Come on, scroll back up or wherever the hell that story was. Come on. Well, I remember a little bit of the story. I'll just give you a little bit here. I think it was over in Norway. They basically had put a stop to circumcisions on both genders. So if... come on. Fucking A. You know what? Fuck you, goddamn computer. I'm just going to fucking reload the page. Fuck you. Tom? Tom wandered off, apparently.
I wonder if I have to. Oh my gosh!
Were you muted again?
Oh yes.
I'm sitting here wondering, Tom. Hello.
Earth to Tom.
I was wondering why you were ignoring me. I should know when you're ignoring me. That's usually it's.
Yeah, when we're ignoring you, Tom, it means that you're fucking muted. I'm gonna start when you start muting yourself, and we don't hear from you. I'm just gonna start calling you Major Tom. So, do you have a tech story?
I was gonna mention I did mention it. I'll do it again because you didn't hear me last time.
Yeah,
the nuclear disaster in Washington. Does that?
Yeah, I saw that the other day. That Washington State, they were working on a defunct nuclear power plant, and one of the tunnels that they work in or were working in collapsed on them. Well, it did. No one got hurt, but it did collapse while they were out there. So,
yeah, I was watching the news earlier, and they said that they're filling like this 400-foot hole or something.
Mm-hmm. Because that's all we can do with nuclear waste is just bury it and just hope for the best.
Yeah.
Now that I've reloaded the page, it's acting a little bit closer to where I want to, but it's not gonna keep going that until I get down to where I want to be. Oh, there it is. Here we go. I got it. Norwegian ruling party just voted to ban circumcision. Let me grab the link here. I'll put it in the chat room. There you go. Anti-immigrant party is the third largest in the country and works in coalition with the Norwegian government. Norwegian ruling party votes to ban circumcision for men under 16 years old. So it wasn't for all genders. It was just for men for under 16 years old. A political party in Norway voted to ban the ritual of circumcision under boys under 16 and several other measures which have been blasted as an attack on minorities. Really? Its national annual conference over the weekend, the Anti-Immigration and Libertarian Progress Party, FRP, voted to also ban hijabs in public schools, as well as forbidding the religion's ritual of circumcision for young men. I think that's a step in the right direction here, to be honest. Advocates claim the circumcision resulted in mental and physical harm to children and was a serious violation of human rights. Norwegian Prime Minister Erin Solberg, head of coalition between conservatives and the Progress Party, which is the third largest party in the country with 29 of the 169 seats in parliament. The party leader, Siv Jensen, told Aftenposten newspaper she was against forbidding circumcision. The reporter, last minute and chaotic voting schedule meant that the proposed compromise banning state funding for circumcision failed. So, yeah, Ms. Jensen insisted the move was not designed to target minorities, and her party had consistently defended Israel. So this is a good thing overall, because I can't cover the number of stories we've talked about circumcision here on the show. Like, there was a guy who over in Africa who they had a botched circumcision, and it literally cut off his entire penis, and he has like a mechanical penis now. He's like the first man in the world to have a mechanical penis. I mean, a real mechanical penis, like bionic or something. So
that's weird.
Yeah. Tom, did you
just a sausage casing with a balloon in it?
Yeah, no shit.
I have to say good.
Yeah. Tom, did you find a interesting tech story, or?
You mean beyond the nuclear thing?
Oh yeah, but yeah, can you find a link to that and put it in the chat room, please?
I thought you were just reading one.
No, I was reading the one I put in there. I wanted the one for the nuclear one. I was just going by what I remembered seeing on it so far.
I knew about it. I have a particular link.
Oh, can you find a link, please? That's almost a good religious story, that one where they stopped the... Would you say that's more religion, or would you guys say that's a...
No, that's religious, because, you know, there are a lot of... Well, I mean, I know in the Jewish religion they do that. They mm-hmm. Well, they circumcise their... The baby, male babies are
okay.
Circumcised.
Yeah. Let's see here. While Tom is looking for that, I'm going to find another tech story, because I like to have a variety of tech stories. So I'm over at techcrunch.com. Let's see here. Wow, this is some really sad-looking tech stories here. Oh, one of the things is I know you guys are not used to looking at tech stories with me and Connie, with Connie and I rather. But one of the things is when we look for tech stories, it can't be a Kickstarter program. That's the those ones are off the table. They're, we can talk about them here, but we can't talk about it on the main show because you know Kickstarters are you know they're notorious for like disappearing overnight, and I hate getting people's hopes up over shit, you know.
Yeah.
Well, here's something. New 3D printing technology uses electricity to create stronger objects in, from manufacturing. And my computer just decided to. There we go. All right. Hold on. Come on. I'll copy the link address. Oh. Excuse me a moment. I had to stand up. Don't everybody talk at once. Remember, everybody's listening to us. I got to sit back further on my chair because I'm sitting like right on the edge and it hurts my ass. Let's see here.
Oh, here's a story. It's not a text story, but it's...
Okay, we'll drop it in the side chat bar and let's take a look at it. What is it?
Vermont's legislator just voted to legalize marijuana.
Oh, yeah. That's a good story. That's an interesting story. Can you drop that in the chat room there?
Well, I'm on Flipboard here. I got to see how I can do this.
Okay. What do you say? What state was it?
Vermont.
Vermont.
Isn't that your home state, Tony?
It's where I'm living at. It's not my home.
Oh, that's where you're living at now. Okay, you're from Delaware, right?
Yes. But yeah, that's happening in my state. I completely forgot about that. That's probably because I don't smoke it, but yeah.
Here's a questionable religious story.
Okay.
A firework explosion. Getting ready for a religious holiday. Some kid threw a firecracker into a stock of fireworks. Blew the place up.
Where was this?
Mexico.
No, oh, jeez.
14 killed.
Jesus Christ. I found the story about the Vermont one. Came out 5 hours ago. Waiting for my computer to catch up to me here. As always. Come on.
Yeah, my computer's running slow today, too. I'm still having internet issues.
Yeah, I like it when it gets warm outside, except for the fact is when it gets really warm outside, it gets incredibly hot inside here. In my place where I live, I'm like living in a goddamn oven. There we go. Looking at Tom's story here. Or trying to load it up anyway.
And hot news would be the FBI director got canned.
Yeah, the FBI director did get canned, and I was going to actually use that for a possible true or troll headline because there was one that was really close to that. But the way it was written, it would have given it away. So,
what a shocker!
Yeah, I know. I think right?
Somebody posted. Now's your chance to duplicate all those VHS tapes that you've been wanting to copy. There's nobody in the FBI in charge.
Yeah. We used to make jokes about that. We'd say that about the FBI because they had supposedly, or the NSA had copies of everybody's hard drives. It's like, hey, I got stuff on my hard drive that crashed about 5 years ago. I need that back. Can I get that back, please? Thanks. Just send me a thumb drive. Fireworks cache explodes in Mexico home. killing 14 people. An errant firecracker landed in a cache fireworks and touched off a powerful explosion at a home in central Mexico, killing 11 children and 3 adults. Oh, that's sad. National Civil Protection Coordinator Luis Felipe Piunte said 25 others were injured Monday night blast in the town of San Isidro in Chilata municipality. He added that most of the facilities came from just two families. Wow. The state officials said the fireworks were being stored inside a home behind a church ahead of the May 15th religious celebration, and a firecracker that set off the explosion came from outside. Somebody kill their phone! From outside, as part of a procession of an image that the local patron saint. One of the rockets that are being launched in the air doesn't go up, but falls instead and turns and touches down right in the room where the pyrotechnic material was at. Pluma Government Secretary, Deodoro Quesadillo, I'm just going to call him Quesadillo, said in an interview with Millennial TV, totally accidentally added, the ensuing blast blew out the walls and roof, destroying the home. Damn. Now, that's a sad fucking story.
Let's see, 11 kids, 2 families? So that's only half the kids?
Yeah. Oh, shit. I went right to a video, and it's going to fucking load. I just know it. I'm going to close that window out. I like the list, Vermont legislator becomes first to approve legal marijuana here. Montpelier, is that how you pronounce it? Montpelier? Montpelier?
Yes.
The first way is
Montpelier.
Montpelier. Vermont's legislature has become the first in the nation to approve a recreational marijuana legalization bill. I thought they did that in Colorado. A Vermont's bill, which would legalize small amounts of marijuana possession in 2018 in anticipation of the possibility of a taxed and regulated legal marijuana market, was approved by the Vermont House of Representatives on Wednesday afternoon after a vote of 79-66. The bill is already passed by the Senate and will go directly to Governor Phil Scott. Other states have legalized marijuana following a voter referendum, but no state has yet legalized marijuana solely through the legislation process. Ah, that's the difference here. According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, legalization advocates said the bills were pending in other state legislatures. Nice. That's a good story. I like that. You know what? I think that's a good. Who thinks that this is a good story for the top story?
I think it's a good one.
Okay.
Sorry, that was my phone. I apologize.
Sure.
You're fired, Matt. No, I'm just kidding.
I know. Well, I'm at Flipboard here, and I couldn't get it to.
Don't worry.
Send into the chat.
No worries.
Wouldn't let me do it.
Eh.
Why?
Flipboard is an interesting beast.
Yeah, it is.
It's good to look at, but for sharing, it's for shit. Let me go back to the story that Tom mentioned about the. Oh, that's the wrong fucking goddamn link. No, the. Nuclear waste story. As I recall, Connie said that she's not going to be available for this Friday, so I'm going to need somebody else to be on.
Either.
What's that? You're not available either, Tom?
No.
Okay. So, Atheist Ranger and Matt, you guys need to fight over about who gets to both of you come.
Yeah. I'll be there, don't worry.
Okay. How about you, Matt? You going to be there too?
As far as I know, yeah.
Okay, very good. Tunnel with nuclear waste collapses in Washington State. This happened yesterday on May 9th. A portion of an underground tunnel containing rail cars filled with radioactive waste collapsed Tuesday at a sprawling storage facility in a remote area of Washington State, forcing evacuation of workers at the site that made plutonium for nuclear weapons for decades after World War II. Okay, so I thought it was like an energy center where they're like, you know, putting out like electrical power, but I guess that's not the case here. Officials detected no release of radiation at the Hartford Nuclear Reservation, and no workers were injured, said Randy Bradbury, a spokesman for Washington State Department of Ecology. Let's see here. No workers were inside the tunnel at the time of it collapsed, causing the soil on the surface above to sink 2 to 4 feet, half to 1.2 meters over 400 square feet, 37.1 square meters area, officials said. The tunnels are hundreds of feet long, with about 8 feet, 2.4 meters of soil covering them. The U.S. Department of Energy said the cause of the collapse was not immediately known. It was discovered that part of the routine inspection occurred during the massive cleanup that had been underway since the 1980s and cost more than $2 billion a year. The work is expected to take until 2060. I won't live to see 2060. I'm sure I won't live to see that long. I'll be over 90 years old then, or right around in that area anyway. And the cost will be more than $100 billion. Jesus fucking Christ! I'm not paying for that. Workers near the site were evacuated. Hundreds of others farther away were told to remain indoors for several hours. Non-essential workers, along with the labor force of 9,000 were at the site, were sent home early along a safe route. Did you take a note? Did you get a note from the work? Say, hey, I might be radioactive, so I might be glowing in the dark later. So, just so you know, honey, I might be glowing in the dark. That was a joke. Feel free to laugh at your own pace.
Ha 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 ha.
So yeah, this is a good story. I like this as a tech story, to be honest. So we have. What do you guys think? You guys want this as a tech story?
that's perfectly fine with me.
Okay.
And the hot news should be the FBI director.
The FBI director. Let's see here.
That happened today or yesterday?
It happened yesterday.
Yeah, I think it was late yesterday.
Yeah.
Like later in the afternoon. Oh, yeah. You and I were talking.
Talking on the thing there when your thing there made multiple copies of you on the thing there.
No, that was the other day. You and I were talking yesterday. And
oh, that's right. That's right. That was like a couple days.
I got
prior.
A notification saying that the.
Yeah, I heard your notification come in, and I was like, okay, yeah. Notice that everybody that's been investigating Trump has been fired.
Mm-hmm. Safer that way.
Yeah. And Trump gets to say, hey, I'm going to hire you. Guess what you don't get to do? You don't get to investigate me.
Did you hear about the West Virginia reporter that got arrested for yelling questions at the Homeland Security?
No.
HHS Security, Tom Price?
No.
It says a West Virginia reporter was arrested at the state capitol on Tuesday after police said he shouted questions at Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price and Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Daniel Hyman, a journalist for the West Virginia's Public News Service, was at the Capitol building in Charleston, West Virginia to cover.
Your audio's dropping. Event. Your audio just dropped down.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
All right. Maybe I was I moved down.
Yeah, that's probably what I was thinking.
This guy was covering an event about the opioid crisis featuring Price and Conway, but the 54-year-old reporter ended up in police custody after trailing behind Price and persistently asking a question, trying to get a recorded response. Hyman was arrested for yelling questions at Price and Conway and aggressively trying to breach Secret Service security.
aggressively trying to breach security by asking a question.
Yeah, there was a story a few weeks ago. Some woman got, I think, got jail time for laughing at Sessions when he was sworn in.
Trump has fired FBI Director James Comey over his handling of the...
Stop. Fucking goddamn auto players. Fuck. No, I'm sorry, Atheist Ranger. Go on. I apologize. I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
I said a few weeks ago there was a story that came out. Some woman got arrested for pretty much laughing at Sessions when he was sworn in.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. It's like you could hear him in the background laughing loudly. And she got they put her in jail for that. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me for laughing? That's,
I would laugh too.
Yeah, that was fucking ridiculous. You're not allowed to laugh. You're not allowed to ask questions. What's next? Oh yeah, stop breathing. You're breathing too loudly. You're under arrest for breathing too loudly near the president. I got a good story. I got a good thing here for the President Trump. Tuesday fired the director of the FBI, James Comey, abruptly terminating the top official's leading criminal investigation to whether Trump advisors colluded with the Russian government to steer the outcome of the 2016 presidential election. You know, I hate using this, but I'm going to in this instance. Hey, Trump, if you've got nothing to hide, what the fuck are you firing all these people for? You little fucking little twat waffle. You know, if Comey had not released that statement saying, oh, well, we're looking into more emails of Hillary Clinton, then we might have Hillary Clinton as president right now. Or if he had said, yeah, we've been investigating Trump since X amount of time, there's a good possibility that another good possibility that Clinton would have been president today. So, yeah, you guys want to talk about the FBI director? I think it's
That's why not.
Okay. All right, we'll do that for our top story then. All right, we have our Matt, why don't you find us a Not the Onion story? Find a story for Not the Onion, you know, a weird story. Well, I go and try to find our Pope which our Pope is for this week. And we have this other we have to discuss right after we figure out all this, all our happy horse shit here.
I need to take off pretty soon.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get going, too, because I could get to work.
Okay.
Let's see here. The Not the Onion story?
Yeah, Not the Onion. It's a funny story. It's a story with a headline that you would think that it would sound like something that would be completely like, are you fucking kidding me type story headline? Because you think that it's a fake headline, but it's really, you know, real. That's why we call it Not the Onion, you know. Onion being...
What's true that? Or troll?
Yeah, like a true. Yeah, like a true or troll.
Okay.
But it has to be a real story. It can't be a fake story. Just type in weird news and you can find it. A whole bunch of shit there. Let's see. We add 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I think we're up to Pope. No, Pope number 8. Who's Pope 8? All right. I got to get my text file going here. No, I don't want to upgrade right now. Always something asking you to upgrade. Come on. Or take forever. While Matt is looking for that, my job situation has changed again. I'm going to be free on Saturdays from now on because they decided to cut out Saturdays for my route. So we can do hour-long shows every week from now on. And I would like to take something from the short show to the long show. Now, we won't be doing this until towards the end of the month, or until next month starts anyway, because we don't start our new route schedule system thingy bobber until after Labor Day or Memorial Day, whatever the fuck it is. I always get those two confused. I think it's Memorial Day. Is that right? Memorial Day?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm in the same boat. I don't remember. I think it's Memorial Day.
It's Memorial Day.
Thank you. So I would like to take something from one or two items from the short show, so we can incorporate it and rotate it in with the long show, and we have to rotate something else around. So, what do you guys think we have for the the hot news is going to stay the same no matter what. We have the Unbelievable Deities, the Logical Fallacy Game, and the True or Troll. So we have to decide what we're going to rotate in and what from the long show is going to rotate with that or be bumped.
I would say true or troll. That one's fun.
Okay. Rotate in the true or troll. Matt, what do you think?
True or troll is on Wednesdays, right?
Yeah. No, true or troll is on every short show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's
so
where
you
we
want to. So, what exactly do you want to do?
I want to take one or two items from the short show, and I want to incorporate them into rotating in with something else for the long show, because we're going to be doing long shows from here on out. I mean, well, not this month, but starting next month, at least until October. We might be going back to 6 days in October, maybe, but.
True or troll is fine.
Okay. So what do you guys think about the Logical Fallacy Game or the Unbelievable Deities there?
Yeah, the three true trolls is the most transferable.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was kind of hoping we'd get at least one more of those in there, because then we could do 1 week one, another week another, and then the following week could do another one after that, because this way we could rotate it around. Because we do have the Pope and the Rope on there as well, because I want to rotate something with the Pope and Rope, and the True or Troll, and then maybe one other thing, because by the end of the month we're going to be doing the Okay, Let's Talk, so we need to... I want to get one more thing in there. I want to rotate between that and the other ones there. So, what do you think? Unbelievable Deity or the Logical Fallacy Game would be the next item to rotate in back into the long show?
Unbelievable Deity.
Unbelievable Deity?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, Tom, what do you think?
Fine.
Okay.
And I gotta go.
Okay. You have a good night, Tom.
I'll catch you later.
All right. All right. We got Pope number 8. It's John the, let's see here, 10, 11, 12. John the 12th. He was accused of sleeping with two of his sisters and inventing a catalog of disgusting new sins. Described by a church historian, they were very dregs. He was killed at the age of 27 when one of the husbands of one of his mistresses burst into the bedroom, discovered him in flagrante. I've never seen this word before. And battered his skull in with a hammer. That sounds like a fun guy. I will drop this.
Hurt.
Yeah. I will drop that into the Dropbox there. Let's see here. Okay, we got that. Okay, Pope 8. All righty. All right, Matt, did you find us a Not the Onion story? Matt.
Okay, yeah, sorry, I had my phone on, or my microphone on mute.
Okay, yeah, it's hard to talk when it's hard to hear you when your microphone's on mute.
Well, I didn't know that it was on mute.
That's okay, it's just a joke, Matt.
Well, I thought I sent you something, I couldn't send it.
Can you put it in the chat room on the side there?
No, I had to send it to you on Facebook because it wouldn't let me send it. I don't know, unless I'm not doing it right.
Yeah, there's if you look into your Google Hangouts window where you can like see my ugly mug, and then if you there's like a chat, there should be a side chat window there.
Yeah, I see that. I'm not talking about that. I didn't know how to send it to the chat. It wouldn't let me do it.
Okay. Are you trying to take this from the Flipboard thing there still, or?
No. This is from the Sioux City Journal.
Okay. What's the story?
Body found under San Francisco home identified as 1876 girl.
Oh.
I guess.
Okay.
A little weird.
1876? 1876?
Yeah. 1876. It was found under a home in San Francisco.
Wow. Let's see if I can...
This was last year. This was...
Oh, if it's last year's? It's last year's?
Yeah.
That's a little old. No, it's like, it just says 10 hours ago.
Huh?
It says... It showed up 20 hours ago, so... It's within a day. It's not. So that's fine. We'd like to put about a month on the not the onion stories because weird stuff happens all the time and sometimes we run dry. So.
Okay, I got to figure out how to send you the link.
Okay. I got it from the Washington Post. Body found under San Francisco home, identified as 1876 girl.
Yeah.
19th century girl found in the home. It was found last year inside a small metal casket under San Francisco home, was been identified, researchers announced Tuesday. The child was a two-year-old Edith Howard Cook, who died on October 13th, 1876, 6 weeks short of her third birthday, the nonprofit Garden of Innocence said. The girl's remains found by construction workers last May were apparently left behind when about 30,000 people originally buried in San Francisco's Odd Fellows Cemetery in Richmond District were moved in the 1920s to Greenlawn Memorial Park in Colma. Ezra Davey, a genealogist and founder of the Garden of Innocence Project, organized the girl's reburial in Colma last year and began to request to identify the remains. After hundreds of hours of trying to find Edith's identity, researchers caught a break when they found a map of the old cemetery of the University of California, Berkeley Library matched to a plot where her parents, Horatio Cook and Edith Scoofy, the story's worth the last name already, Scoofy, were once buried. They had a family name. Researchers looked for living descendants, one of whom volunteered for DNA testing. Marion County resident resident Peter Cook, Edith's grandnephew, was a match for DNA taken from her strands and from her hair. UC Davis professor Jelmer Erkins, who helped with the DNA testing, told San Francisco Television that Edith died of marasmums, which is served severe undernourishment. Oh, the people who undernourished her can eat a dick. It's likely, well, if they did it intentionally, they can eat a dick. It's likely she was sick with some disease, and at some point her immune system just couldn't combat the disease and probably went into a coma and passed away. Okay, then that's, you know, then the family's not the fault then. It, you know, sick. The girl's well-off family gave her an ornate burial. She was clothed in a white christening dress and ankle-high boots. Tiny purple flowers were woven into her hair. She held a purple nightshade flower in her right hand. Wow.
That's weird.
That's a little weird. That's a little bizarre.
Yeah.
If this was closer to Halloween, I would love to do a story like this, but let's find something else. It is weird, but it's not weird enough. I like looking for funny weird stories. Why did I end up here? That's not where I wanted to go.
Hold on, I think I got one for you.
Okay, what's the...
All right, let me get the story here.
Okay.
Man dodges charges in stew theft.
Yeah, I just saw that. I just looked at that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I just loaded up Google for weird news, and that was the first thing. It was in the first panel there. So let's take a look at that as soon as the computer decides to catch up with me here.
I got it.
Okay, you want to read it?
It says a New Mexico man who was arrested in 2015 for breaking into his mother's home and taking her postal stew has had his charges dropped, the Associated Press reports.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Carlos Ray ran off with the stew after his mother explicitly told him he couldn't have any.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Ray's mother later came home to find her gate and garage broken and the stew missing. The judge in the case dismissed the charges because the only witnesses to the alleged crime were Ray and his mother.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You can't have my stew. Get out of my house.
You take my stew, you son of a bitch.
I like this story. It's short. It's really short. We can make a lot of good jokes out of this.
Yeah, I think that's funny.
That is funny. I've got a couple.
Get arrested for stealing your mother's stew. Oh my God, what does this world come to?
Yeah, you're under arrest. Why? You stole a stew. Okay. Oh, there's a video of a girl being attacked by a kangaroo at an Alabama animal park. Let's see here. Student faces felony charges after trying to steal finals exam. There you go. Drug smugglers turn meth into artwork.
Meth?
Yep. Turning meth into art.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh, it's a video, though. Shit. We can't do video ones. Fuck that noise. Let's see here. Let's see here. Some people are tweeting some stuff to the new FBI director, whoever it is. It says, and these are apparently some of the wildest ones come from Twitter. Let me I'll drop that in the chat window there so everybody can get to it. Let's see here. Come on. Oh, it's got a video attached to it. God damn it. Stop. Let's see here. Some of the wildest and best tips for replacement have been emerging online. Soon after the news broke, Twitter users began suggesting potential candidates for the former New York, from former New York Mayor. New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark, oh no, to Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner and daughters Ivanka and Tiffany. Several substitutes were also proposed, such as Chief Wiggum from The Simpsons, Star Wars villain Darth Vader, and the movie actor Steven Seagal, who was barred from Ukraine on Friday because a new Russian citizen is considered as a national security threat. Oh, my God. Oh, that's too funny. Come on. Now my computer's locked up again. Let's see here. Oh, there's the video. Stop. Stop. Stupid thing. I hate it when these... I hate those autoplays. It's just fucking just annoying as fuck.
Yeah. Well, you know, guys, I got to get going. It's almost 7 o'clock.
Okay.
So I got to get to work. So.
All right.
I will see you guys on...
yeah, I'll find something. I'll put something... I'll find a funny story. I like... You know what? I'll tell you what. Before you go, real quick here, let's go with the stew for the... what do you guys think of the stew for the funny?
I think that's pretty funny, actually.
Okay, let's go with that one. Go with the stew... All right, you okay with that, Atheist Ranger?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, cool beans. All right, I will let you guys go. That's it for us then. Have a good night, everybody.
All right, see you guys Monday or Friday.
Say yeah, see you Friday. Bye now.
All right.